For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Joe, who has a brighter future for the Dolphins today?
I'm trying to figure out, man, after what we just heard from Kyle Krabs. My gosh. Well, listen, you know they got to get to 53. You know they've already told a lot of guys, hey, man, we want to bring you back. Get you on that practice squad. Hey, it's not bad, and hopefully you don't get picked up. $12,500 per week for you guys in your first or second year in the league. And, man, we're hoping that that you're able to stay with us and somebody doesn't pick you up. And, boy, it's a crazy one. So a lot of cuts. A lot of cuts have to be made before you get to the practice squad, and everybody's got to clear waivers before you start to putting your guys back on there or guys on other teams on your practice squad, you know, on the 53-man roster that take your practice squad guys. And you take some of theirs and everything else. The third quarterback, trying to figure out if it's Mike White coming back or if they're looking for somebody else out there. Again, there's a lot. It's kind of, look, if you've been through this and getting fired, I mean, nobody likes this day. You hear about companies laying off people and you get ambushed before Christmas or at the end of the year. It sucks, man. It's no different for these guys been putting in all this work and sitting at their lockers. And no matter what they say, they've looked around the room to see how much everybody's playing and where they're playing and how they fit in and how many draft picks are ahead of them. And you got a pretty good idea. Nobody's that stupid. Nobody. Nobody is that stupid to you got. And most of us are in sports are insecure creatures to start with that, oh, boy. These numbers aren't looking good for me right now to be on the active roster and hang in there and try to get word. But that's going on right now, man. That's and then today there will be a lot and there will be a few surprises. We'll see some veteran guys get cut that you didn't. You'll see probably some, I call them mini trades too, right? For guys get traded for a sixth or seventh round pick. I call them mini trades. And throw something in there to see if you can upgrade your team as a backup offensive lineman or somebody's got maybe one extra quarterback somebody else might be interested in because they think that's an upgrade. So today is an interesting day for fans that have been following this thing and aware of a lot of the guys in the league and to see. And you know what your team needs and see if they upgrade it or if they stick with what they have. And the other one for Mike, and I'm guessing a lot of head coaches in the NFL, how many guys are just too injured right now and you got to start the season on IR or aren't going to be ready to go in the first couple of games of the season, or first four of the season. And so there's probably going to be some of that going on around the league too. Give some guys some more time and a kind of let September go and bring some guys back in October. And it is still a long ass season, no question about that. We'll have a lot more on all this stuff with Pete Prisco coming up, the senior NFL columnist, CBSSports.com. So, this day, it used to be about as cold as you've ever seen. Back in the day, in the 80s, it was 45-man roster. A few guys on IR if you got injured early. They did put guys on IR, but outside of that, there was no practice squad, and you got called in. There were different cuts at different after every preseason game. There was, you know, they cut it down till they finally got to 45, And it was cold. The way it was done was cold. And, you know, Coach Shula would tell you kind of how he felt about you. And if he, you know, drafted or anything else, he'd kind of give you the straight scoop on what he thought. And he didn't beat around the bush, but the cold part. And I hate doing this, and I got a terrible habit of talking about dead people. And I don't know. If you got a problem with it, maybe you ought to turn me off for just a sec. I'll give you a second just to turn me off here. Okay. So the whole thing with, you know, dead people, you know, and Carl Tassif passed away. So Carl had this job of being the guy that gave the bad news. And coach said, hey, we got cuts tomorrow. Hey, we'd like all you young guys to come in a little bit early. As you know, we can't keep all of you. So the guys would come in and ask us to be in, I don't know, it seemed like 7:30. We walked from our dorm back then. You were locked up for a long, long time in the dorms, better known as cockroach dorms at St. Thomas University. The biggest cockroaches I've ever seen in my life. And they were big at Berkeley, but nothing like a Florida cockroach. So you come over and you sit by your locker. And this guy, Carl Tassif, who was a running backs coach, he did it every year. You know why he did it every year? Because he liked it. He liked doing it. The way he teased people on this big day, the way he messed with others that knew were going to be on the team, but he still messed with them like they were going to get cut. The bastard did it to me. It just, to me, it's not funny, man. I mean, you got to fire somebody. Now, I get guys are turds and you know what's coming, or, you know, guys are going, he's done. They're going to let him go. And so you're sitting there, and this guy's tapping guys on the shoulder going, take your playbook. Coach Shula wants to see you. So Shoes has kind of got guys going in and out, and he's going through it early in the morning before the veteran players come in and all that stuff to kind of, you know, so it's a little easier, right? You don't have to tell everybody I just got let go and or fired. And the whole thing. So you're going through it. And meanwhile, this guy's either tapping guys and telling them, grab your playbook and go see Coach Shula, or he'd mess with guys and walk around and kind of look in their lockers and stuff. Not funny, man. Not funny. When you're completely broke. You're completely broke and all you have is that little signing bonus. That's all you have. And that $200 you get a week, you're like, come on, man. Come on, don't mess with me. This is a tough one. And he was that guy. He was the guy who weighed people in. And the guys ran a scam on somebody. We had some really smart guys that were always overweight. And Shoes was really, like, if you were overweight, you were cheating on him. Like he gave you a weight. It was a fair weight in his eyes. Not from some nutritionist or anything else. It was just coach going, I'm going to hit you with this weight. So we had some guys struggle with their weight. So those guys came in. Somebody came in, and they figured a way to put a coin underneath this thing to weigh it down a little bit. Not a lot, but you got on it, and you were two or three or 4 pounds lighter, so you got under it. So one day, I guess the coin fell off the bottom, right? It was under tape, and it fell down. And you would have thought somebody broke into Coach Shula's office and stole his wallet. It became a huge, huge deal. And, of course, Carl's in the middle of it. These guys all lied about their weight, Coach. I found a friggin' coin on the bottom of it. So you can imagine everybody had to go through the weight, and then he had all these guys. And it was just – and the guy – it was really weird. I guess you have to be that way if you're assistant coach. You got to tell the coach everything. And he'd run in there and tell the coach. Like, he didn't have to. He could have just put the weights and, like, they were good players. Like, some of these guys were really good players. He'd rat on them. It was just amazing. Just and the only thing that made my day on Carl Tassif, the only thing, and I've told this story, is that Carl was running backs coach, so he was in the meetings and stuff. So he was walking out of the meeting one day. And Mark Clayton, one of the greatest athletes I ever played with, had a great arm. I don't know if he played baseball or not, but he had taken this wad and put water and wadded it up so it was nice and hard, made into a ball, and he threw one across the room. Just as Carl Tassov was leaving the room to go out, he hit him right in the back of the head with a fastball. And it was like yesterday. So I kind of put, a bunch of us put our head down and kind of laughed. And Shoes is watching the projector. He's looking straight ahead in the offensive meeting. And Carl, like, turns, and he's screaming and throwing chairs and coming back. I want to fight. Be a man. Whoever just hit me in the back of the head, be a man and fight me. Fight me. Stand up and tell me you did it so I can fight you. So Shoes going, guys, Carl, what's going on? What's going on in the back there? What's it? Somebody hit me in the back of the head. So it's like 12-year-olds, right? You got this legendary head coach. He didn't know what to do. He's, oh, knock off all the stuff back there. Carl, pick up the chairs. You knocked all the chairs down. And he went over, and he wasn't sure if it was Duper or Clayton. He wasn't sure. It was funny, man. I still laugh. Oh, God, I'm sitting here entertaining myself right now. So he just stared. And Shoes goes, Carl, what are you doing? Fight me. And by the way, those guys would have kicked his ass. Those two would have got up. If Shoes would have said, go ahead and fight, they would have dropped him about. He wouldn't have had to say it twice. They would have dropped him so quick. Oh, my God. Today is Carl Tassov Day, folks. The NFL deadline, where all these guys got to basically be fired. Now, it's a soft firing for a lot of guys because a lot of them are going to end up on the practice squad. I think some of them are going to get picked up by other teams. You know, it's a good roster. It's a pretty good roster minus all the injured dudes. So, anyway, I'm sorry about that. I couldn't help it, man. Who likes cutting guys? He did it every year, so it wasn't like, hey, coach, can you let somebody else do it? It's really hard to do. You know, now they got 42 guys. They got guys, assistants to the assistants, can call guys in and do it, you know? Man, it was cold. Can you imagine a guy fake tapping you like he's looking or he goes and looks at your playbook? Like he's grabbing your playbook. Why are you grabbing my playbook on a day that we know that if you go grab your playbook, coach wants to see you? Who F's with you like that? Who F's with you? It's messed up, man. Hey, I'll tell you what's not messed up, Atlantic Men's Clinic. ED and low T, man, if you're dealing with it, and you never know. It starts as early as 40. I was blown away when I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic. I said, I have it. Am I alone? They go, no, Joe. There's a reason there's a lot of men out there right now. A lot of guys are going through ED and low T. It's very common. And usually if you have one, you have the other. That's the other part of this. So when you tell everybody, I think I got low T, everybody's looking at you and goes, you probably have ED too. It's okay. Atlantic Men's Clinic takes care of it. I had such great results, and I was full-blown ED, low T. 6 months ago, sex drive was gone. I mean, dragging, not working out, looking for excuses, just energy on zero. Everything was bad. And I didn't even want to go to Atlantic Men's Clinic and hear. I didn't even want to hear what they had to say. I just wanted to go take a nap. And I got to tell you, the results were so good that I want to share them with everybody out there and let you know that if you think you have low T, you probably have it. If you're drained and tired all the time and moody and grumpy and not sleeping well, you probably have low T. And with it, if you're being honest, you know if you have your sex drive and if it's kind of gone right now and you're making excuses, your wife's making excuses for you, you have ED, and it's okay because Atlantic Men's Clinic will knock it out real quickly. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and a medically advised test dose. I want to let you know, when you go in there, their professionals are so good. They explain everything to you. They make you feel good, but more importantly, you get great results fast. 6 months ago, and I would say 5.5 months ago, I started feeling like a young man again. And I can tell you, there's nothing like it. Six locations throughout South Florida to serve you. I go to Plantation once a week. Call them today, 877-455-7300. The first appointment is so important to go down and hear what they have to say and get yourself going right away. Take care of it. Enjoy the fourth quarter of life. Visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, Joe, before we get back to it here, how about a little fantasy football?
I like that. I think a lot of the fantasy football league is going to be done this weekend.
Oh, yeah. We're getting after it here. This fantasy football update is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's is America's favorite vodka for a reason, known for great vodka, giving back, and doing good for dogs.
Damn, I love Tito's.
40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly. They did fuel our draft, though, over the weekend as well. Man, everyone's drafts are getting going. CeeDee Lamb signed officially, so you can
How high a pick will he go?
Oh, boy. He's a top 10? Three. Top three, I would
say. So it used to be the running backs all went early. Now I'm starting to hear wide receiver position, the guys are going a lot higher in the draft.
So, all right, so here's the problem. There's, like, no running backs.
Well, there
is. As far as guys. Yeah, but it used to be, remember, teams used to have one guy. That would be like the bell cow, right? And he would carry the ball 20-something times a game. A lot of teams aren't doing that anymore. I mean, look at our team right here, right? The Dolphins.
Yeah,
I mean, the Dolphins have three running backs that are getting drafted in fantasy drafts.
But if you had Raheem last year,
you had to be a rich guy. Yes, you were in good shape.
21 touchdowns.
But there are less running backs now that are guys that are like really, really ball dominant guys. I mean, I took Derrick Henry. I think he'll have a good season with Baltimore.
Good choice.
You know, there are certainly guys out there, but a lot of teams are splitting up carries. You know that. I mean, there's just not a lot of Saquon Barkley was like a first to second round pick.
I think ours now that we've got the Jalen Wright.
Yeah, I actually drafted Jalen Wright just because you come in here every 10 minutes and rave about him, so I figure maybe he's good.
Sometimes you just look at a guy and you watch him run, even on a 3-yard run, and you go, oh, my God, he's going to break some. Ain't nobody going to catch this dude.
Yeah, I know you like what you saw with him. But, drafts are rolling here, and looks like Tyreek Hill, top three pick as well. Christian McCaffrey is usually the consensus number one.
So we can go back and look at the targets, I'm guessing, and the targeted guys are probably going to be at the top. Jamar, how's everybody treating this Jamar Chase?
Jamar Chase is a first-round pick.
Okay.
I mean, I assume he will get
break down the 49ers for me minus McCaffrey. He's a 2,000-yard guy or has been. And even if he's 1,700 yards, it's big.
Well, Debo's also really good. So you got him.
Kittle take Debo ahead of...
By the way, another thin position is that tight end position. Relatively thin position there. You got Laporta, who's pretty good.
Is anybody a little worried about what's going on in Kansas City? Taylor Swift?
Kelsey?
He's all over. Like, he gets a day off
he
and
fell.
He's flying.
Kelsey fell in our draft. I don't remember exactly where he got picked, but I know that he fell pretty late into it. But yeah, tight end is another one of those really thin positions. You have Laporta. Here's a rankings for ESPN: Laporta, Kelsey, and then it really kind of drops off. It goes to Andrews, and then Trey McBride, Evan Ingram, Kittle. Dalton Kincaid might have a good season for the Bills, right?
Woody, can I ask you this one? Hmm. We talk so much about Tua Tagovailoa. Tell me about top five quarterbacks in this thing.
Tua is not one of those, man. And I know the guy that led the league in passing last year. It's Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, and then Anthony Richardson.
Guys that can run and throw.
Yep.
I just caught that.
C.J. Stroud, Joe Burrow, Dak, Kyler, Jordan Love. That's your top 10.
Did you put Jalen Hurts in there in that top 10?
It's not my top 10. It's the fantasy football.
No, but
10.
In that
Jalen
top
Hurts
10.
Is number 2.
Yeah, he should. 15 touchdown guy.
He runs. A lot. All these guys.
15
that
running,
named.
Man.
For the most part, run. Then you get in. So Jordan Love rounds out the top 10. Brock Purdy, Jaden Daniels, Aaron Rodgers, Justin Herbert, Kirk Cousins, Caleb Williams, Deshaun Watson, Trevor Lawrence, and then at number 19 is Tua.
Okay.
Tua had 270 fantasy points last year. He had 4,600 yards, 29 touchdowns, 14 interceptions. He only ran the ball for 74 yards, did not have a rushing touchdown.
Yeah.
So, like, in comparison, Trevor Lawrence had 262 fantasy points, only 8 less, and he carried the ball 70 times for 330 yards and 4 touchdowns.
We're going to see the big cat Thursday night.
Yep.
Buffalo Bills come to town.
Josh Allen is number one. He obviously runs a ton.
Tries to run people over, jump over the top.
Yeah, but Tua doesn't get a lot of respect on these things, man. I mean, you got Kirk Cousins is ahead of him at 15. Like, there's no way Kirk Cousins has a better season than Tua. Hell, you got the Massage King is at 17.
I don't get that.
He stinks.
He's got a bad arm right now or something.
Well, he needs it to be rubbed out, apparently. He's been banned from the massage stuff. So
they just let him get back to his old ways. He'd be fine. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, Woody. It's good stuff. Good,
man. You
good
take
stuff.
A guy out of his groove. It's like, you know.
How many, are you just going one league or are you going more?
I'm in three.
Oh, yeah. You did the one here.
I have the one here. With my friends. I have the one
plus
here.
Plus the matching T-shirt, guys. That you guys
that one's
did,
done. Huh? That one's done. Okay. So we did that one. I do have the league here. And then I have another league that we just kind of a money league that I do with some acquaintances.
All right, Woody, that's good stuff.
How many are you in this year?
I'm not in any. No. I don't.
We had a 14 team league here for the QIM league.
Really?
Yeah, we invited a lot.
How much
of people.
Was it per?
I think Solana set it at like $30 or something.
Okay,
it's low.
But... Well, you don't have to worry about him. He's not going to win. That's my guy, man. I love Solana.
That's right. All right. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I actually won that league last year.
Wait.
I didn't make any
not,
money.
You either did or you didn't.
I'm pretty sure I did.
I'm pretty sure. Every guy that wins it brags. The guys that brag are always the ones that win. Come on.
I'm not a big bragger, but.
Did you win?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Not, I think I won. What was that?
The Miami Macaques is my team name. We did win. You know, you got to beat a lot of very knowledgeable people there.
All right, you've made
experts
your point.
Of all types here, so it's, you know,
Pete
it's
Prisco,
very tough to win that thing.
Senior NFL columnist is going to join us. We got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. So you know, Pete lives down here, and CBS is down here. But I don't know if a lot of people know this, but Pete was in that Jacksonville market who we open up with, and knows that team as well as he knows the team down here. So we'll talk to Pete about some of that stuff, plus some of the news going on right now in the National Football League, and a lot of other stuff that we have to get to on this day. It's a sad day. I mean, fans don't get bummed out about this, but man, for a lot of guys and their families, and it's a tough one, man. It's like, all right, I got good news and bad news for some guys. All right, Coach, I know the bad news. If you call me, yeah, we're gonna have to let you go. The good news. Would like you to be on the practice squad, but there's a good chance you're going to get picked up by somebody else. So there is some potential good news to be put on somebody's 53-man roster. All right, I'll tell you what. I want to tell you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Oh, my gosh. You know, Michael Kotze is so good at what he does at Choice Mortgage. He really is. He is just so good. He really has no life. The guy truly works 7 days a week. You can always call or text them about anything going on, like reverse mortgages, more popular than ever. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify. And listen, a reverse mortgage, if you're sitting there and you've owned this house forever and you got a ton of equity and you could really use it, well, we can show you with the reverse mortgage. It might just absolutely be perfect for you, like it has for so many people that are either getting ready to retire or have already retired and gone to the reverse mortgage. It's perfect, man, especially if you could really use that money, like to have a nice, comfortable vacation coming up. No better way than let the reverse mortgage work for you. I'm serious, man. First-time home buyer rates, fixed rates in the fives. If you're thinking about that, Michael Kotze's got a great program for you. And the self-employed, and you've been declined by the banks? Uh-uh. Michael Kotze also has a great program for you. So one of the problems we have going on, it's keeping Michael Kotze busy right now. And he said, please tell this story because I'm doing a lot of it right now. People that live that are retired live in condos on the beach. Interest rates go up, high insurance rates, HOA fees, everything's going up except your retirement money that you have. It's set and it doesn't go up. So all of a sudden, you got problems. So you know what people are doing? They're running up credit card debt at 28, 29, 30%. Let Michael Kotze stop you right now. Relieve some of that money stress. Get that credit card paid off. A lot of great things Michael Kotze's doing for you right now in this real estate market. If you need some help, might be a great way to go. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, for whatever the reason is, 7 days a week, working for you. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730, MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change. 33 years in the business and going strong is Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, let's go right to him. Pete Prisco, been busy this morning. The spies are out. They're already talking. He's on Fox Sports. Brady Quinn's his buddy. They've been working together forever. Senior NFL columnist for CBSSports.com. Pete, good morning. How you doing?
You got eyes and ears everywhere, Joe.
I got to tell you, they're coming in that you're ripping the Dolphins right off the bat, that they're soft. And is that true? Did you come right out ripping the team today?
I said they have to get over the perception that they're a soft football team. Yes, I did. Yes, I said that. And you know what? That's not just my perception. There's a lot of people that believe that. Wink, wink. But you know, when you look around this team, 1-6 against playoff teams. I mean, and you're pretty. You're fun to watch. It's great offense, and we enjoy watching it and seeing points put up. But at some point, you have to prove to people that you can handle the tough physical games and the tough physical teams. And right now, that verdict is still out. And as you travel around the league, Joe, people say that.
Yeah.
I mean, they say that. That's the reputation.
No, I get it. I hear you. I hear it. All the old guys around the country are calling me. So Pete, I got to ask you this, though. You were at practice. You were out there and saw some of the practices. Is this going on all over the NFL, what Mike was trying to do, basically get enough work in but keep guys healthy, which, by the way, didn't work, but trying?
Yeah, I mean, practices are much different. But you know, like, okay, I'll give an example. When I was in Buffalo, they had full practice and then ran gassers after practice. I mean, I hear Sean Payton's running gassers after practice. It's a different approach. I mean, yeah. Mike has a much more modern approach than even some of the coaches around the league, and that's his philosophy. If that's what you believe in, that's fine. I'm all for being who you are. If that's what you are, be true to yourself. And you know, we've seen coaches come in and try to be something they're not, and that never works either. So I'm okay with him doing that. I just think that opens him up to criticism when and if it falls apart like it has at times. And you know, we talk about Tua winning against playoff teams. Well, Mike McDaniel's in the same boat, and he knows it. They know it. That's just a pressure year for those guys to prove to people that they can beat teams with a winning record and win playoff games, because it's fun, like we said. And they're going to probably get off to a quick start. They're going to be fun to watch. They're hard to play. They're hard to game plan for. But, again, when you get to December and on into January, it has to be – you know, one of those teams that can, if you have to play that way, you can play that way.
Yeah, no, that's fair. December and January are definitely fair and beating the best teams. I don't disagree. Listen, you can't disagree. It's a fact. All right, so I do want to ask you this as we're moving on. So you know Jacksonville as well as this Miami team, living down here and going to practices and stuff as well as anybody. And I know you traveled to different places and you did this off season. How do you like that Jacksonville-Miami matchup to start the year with Trevor going against Tua down here?
Well, I think Jacksonville's going to score. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I really do. I mean, a lot of points on both sides. I think both teams will score. I think Jacksonville's offense is much better than it was. That rookie they got out of LSU is big time now. I mean, he can go. And Brian Thomas is going to be a special player. You get Kirk and Gabe Davis and Ingram. They're going to score points throwing the football. Their offensive line, the interior is a little bit of a question mark. I mean, they did get Mitch Morrison. He's a good player, but the guards are a question mark. Can they hold up? Then you go to the defense. They're going back to a 4-3 scheme with Ryan Nielsen, their new defensive coordinator. And I think those ends are going to be a problem for everybody who plays them. I mean, Walker is really improved. And you know that Hines Allen had, 17.5 sacks last year. The problem is, can they hold up in the secondary? When you play Miami, that's first and foremost. How do you handle Tyreek Hill? And, I do a show up there with Tony Baselli. We were talking about it last night. If you play Miami, make sure Tyreek Hill doesn't beat you. Beat him up. And I know they move him around, but beat him up and double him. And if everybody else beats you, then they beat you. That's how I would play him, and that's what I would do to play Miami. But the question becomes, does Jacksonville have the people in the secondary to do that? Because, they paid Tyson Campbell. He's a good player. I think he'll be better in this system. Darby's a veteran cornerback who's been around the league who probably plays better in this type of system. But if you don't get your hands on Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, they're going to run by you and run away from you all day long. So I think it's a tough matchup in the secondary for Jacksonville.
You know, Pete, the only team last year that I saw got physical and got away with it against Tyreek, who, if he beats you in bump and run and there isn't help, you've got some problems. But the Kansas City Chiefs got physical with them, and they beat him up pretty good. And it really seemed to affect it, from turnovers to just not being able to allow him, as you said, to have those big games that we saw him go other places and be able to get away with it. Trevor Lawrence, also another guy everybody's going, hey, man, he got the new contract. I know he's a first overall pick. We all thought he was a can't miss out of Clemson. He got to put up better numbers, though. You agree with what he has?
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. He's got to put up better numbers. And I think this is a prove it year for him in a lot of ways. Now, he did get, the first year you got to throw that out the window because he had the lunatic coaching him in Urban Meyer. So it was a terrible situation. And then the second year he's learning a new offense. He was good. Last year, I'll be honest, he was playing pretty good football. And then he got hurt four or five different ways and shouldn't have played. I mean, sometimes these quarterbacks play through things they shouldn't play through. And he shouldn't have played. Which is why they went out, by the way, and got Mac Jones, because their backup quarterback was awful. And the team fell apart. But you're right. Last year he was sped up. The center was bad. He got pushed back into the line all the time. His receivers got hurt, and he didn't play well. He pressed. He turned the ball over way too much, and he's got to cut down on his turnovers. But this is a major prove-it year for him, even though he got the money. And it's not unlike Tua. I mean, Tua got the money, and it's still a prove-it year for him.
I agree.
So these guys get paid, and it puts even more pressure on them to go prove that they're worth that money. And I think they're kind of in the same situation.
Well, so the other side of that to me is you got that money in the bank. You can relax and really play and not worry about things. And you know everybody's got your back because the money talks from that standpoint. I got to ask you about Buffalo. Another team you spent a lot of time with, since that's the Dolphins' next game 4 days later at Hard Rock Stadium. What's the drop-off going to be from what you've seen from Buffalo, if any?
Not much.
Okay.
Not much. I don't – and again, the Buffalo team we saw last year at the end of the year was, minus their best run stuffer in Daquan Jones, had a shell of himself in Von Miller, and by the way, he's back. I don't know if it'll ever be Von Miller we used to know, but he's close to that. Milano wasn't there last year. Now he's hurt again, but he wasn't there last year at the end of last season. Tre'Davious White wasn't around. The safeties were both banged up a little bit. And yet here they were, taking a shot into the end zone against Chiefs to beat them and then missing a field goal to send the game into overtime. And so I think they're going to be the same type of team. They'll be much more disciplined, I think, on offense. I think Joe Brady, who, by the way, I didn't realize he's a South Florida guy.
Yeah.
Joe Brady will run the ball more. They'll take the pressure off Allen. They'll get the ball out of his hands. And they'll be fine. Dalton Kincaid might catch 125 passes, by the way, this year. That guy, they couldn't cover him at practice. And then you go to the other side of the ball, I think they're going to be better on defense than they were, in large part because they get guys back. So, and McDermott will scheme things. You know how he does. He schemes things up to kind of cover up the weak spots. And so I think they're a better football. I think they're the team to beat in the division. Even with the Jets being getting Aaron Rodgers back, I think Buffalo's the team to beat.
Oh, I'm surprised because ESPN just had Greeny come on and say the Jets – are the team that's going to – shockingly, he mentioned something with the Jets again because he's got his head so far up their ass that I'm surprised that he would say that again about – how do you feel about the Jets, by the way?
If the line holds up, they'll score points. I mean, Rodgers is going to be – I don't. You know, people think 40 years old, he could still be Rodgers. I mean, but he's got to stay healthy, and the offensive line has to hold up. They went out and got guys on that line that, you know, Tyron Smith's been hurt in his career a lot. Not unlike, you know, Armstead in Miami. Those guys got to stay on the field. And Vera Tucker's been hurt his entire career, and he's got to stay on the field. If they stay on the field, the line will be good, and they'll score points. But I worry about the second, third receiver. That's a problem for them a little bit. You know, and if you take away Wilson, where do they go with the football? That could be a problem. Defensively, they'll be good.
Yeah.
They got to get some help from some edge guys, though. I mean, you know, you got rid of Huff, and you thought Reddick would come in and play, and he's not there. Although he'll show up, they always show up. You know that. So I think they're going to be, you know, right there with Buffalo. And then I think Dolphin fans might want to hear this, but I think it's Buffalo, the Jets, and then the Dolphins. And you know, it could flip if Miami plays better in those big games. But right now, that's the way I see it.
I got to tell you, if it happens, crap's going to hit the fan down here if we end up third, because if it is a wild card, that is that last wild card position going to play a number two seed somewhere, which is not a good formula. Not a good formula, and usually seems to be in cold weather. Pete, thank you, man. Really appreciate you finding some time for us, man.
By the way, Josh Allen owns the Dolphins. You know that.
Yes, I do. Matter of fact, I know his record against us.
Amazing. He just owns them. So, yeah, they better get Jacksonville in week one because they're probably not going to get Buffalo.
You know how many times since Josh has been there he's lost us?
What, once, isn't it?
He lost his rookie year, and he lost at the end of the game and when they had 90 plays and they were coming down the field and we stopped them down here like 2 years ago. That was it.
And his numbers are unreal against him, too. That's the thing.
No, he's had, you know, Pete, you don't have to remind us. He's he's had our number. By the way, I watched the show up there. I got to tell you, the show you do with those guys in Jacksonville, I laugh. Baselli is hilarious. I've never seen that side of him. He was hilarious to do. I know you've known him for a long time. Donnie Baselli is a funny dude.
I got to keep him on his toes. You know that.
Yeah, so no, you do. You do.
He actually works for the team. I don't. You know, I work for the radio station. So I put him in situations where I get him where he's got that look on his face that he doesn't really want to say it, but I can see it. And he knows, I know he agrees with me, but he won't say it.
No, he'll go, you're right. He'll give you one. Yeah, all right, all right, all right. He puts his head down. You're right. He drops that head. You're exactly right. It's a good one. Pete, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Joe. Take care.
All right. Pete Prisco, senior NFL columnist for CBSSports.com. Busy morning. And we had him come clean right off the bat. We appreciate those texts coming in to let us know that stuff, because sometimes we don't get it. I'll tell you what else I do get. Chev, the CEO of Loctite. Oh, my gosh. He said, Joe, make sure people are thinking Loctite. It is hurricane season, and you never know when those big rains are coming. I don't mean what hit this morning. I'm talking about a little tropical storm coming in to a category 1, 2, 3, hopefully nothing worse than that. I won't even say it for a hurricane. But bottom line is this. The only thing you can really do is protect your home. And that's the message from Loctite. They'd like to help you with your impact windows and doors and even your roof. 100% financing, zero down. Impact windows, doors, and roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. And impact windows as low as $3 per month per window installed. Whether it's the doors you've been thinking about, the windows you've been thinking about, Let Loctite come in and do it for you. No, again, no interest, no payments. Really should help you. Roofing materials, they do it all. Tile, shingle, metal flat. Don't wait for the next storm. Get going on this. I know what you're thinking. Ah, we'll wait. Let's see if we can get lucky one more year. Why not get it done now while you can? Let Loctite take care of you. They take care of all of South Florida. They're in West Broward, but taking care of Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. Loctite takes care of all the permits and HOA approvals. You don't have to worry about anything. And, man, you talk about great people working there, qualified great people, very fair prices, knowledge to help you. Somebody's going to answer that phone and take good care of you. Loctite is a licensed and insured contractor, 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-5625. Let Loctite take care of you today.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.